Okay, Rebbe Hussein. We're in the middle of the Malach of Kotzer. So yesterday we discussed, we began to discuss the Indian of Mishtamish B'ilon. That there's an issue of using a tree on Shabbos. That's why the halacha is, if you climb a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go down. Right? If you do it b'mezit, if b'shogeg, you can go down. Right? If you did it before Shabbos, you're allowed to go down. But if you did it on Shabbos, so then we differentiate between shogeg and mezit. Okay. Let's see. Take a look in the Gemara on page 6 in Shabbos Mem Hem and Aleph. And Rez Hashem will also have, we'll be having a Masiba on Hanukkah. We'll let you know the details, when and where and what time. We'll see Hanukkah next week. Starts Tuesday night. It's the first Hadlaka. There's always a special time, Hanukkah. And we have to have Hanukkah Shiurim also. If there's any topics that the Olam feels interested in. Yeah.
I think that every year, every time you feel that Pentile is all where they should light when there's a Hanukkah party in the family. So every Hanukkah, maybe go through some of the Hadarim.
About, in other words, if there's a Hanukkah party, in other words, Sunday night, there's a Hanukkah party.
All your parents, eating, going with Shabbos.
Those type of questions.
Yeah. I think it's also the same with Simon. You know, you don't have to answer the same question 15 times.
Okay, here. And any other topics? We could do that. And what else? Any other topics that interest the fellas in Yom Hanukkah? Yeah.
Maybe like why Nani has to sell
his
shirt.
Yeah. I mean, Chastafa. Yeah, sure. Well, that we always have. So, yeah, Ellie? Do we have a pack of the hard runners? Yeah. Yeah, we have to do more about the Oregonis. Yeah. We have to find the Oregonis. Einhorn knows where it is. What? It's a temporary thing. Okay, so we'll try to do some good topics, some good things in Yom Hanukkah. Okay. So take a look at Mem Hey Manav. The Omar Rav. Menichim Ner al Gabi Dekel B'Shabbos. Vein Menichim Ner al Gabi Dekel B'Yogim. In other words, are you allowed to, what is a Ner? A Ner is the receptacle. The Ner is the receptacle. The modern Hebrew Ner is a candle. But in real, in biblical and Talmudic Hebrew, ner is the cup. What? What's your? So ner is a receptacle.
For oil.
In other words, when you have those little receptacles where the oil is in, the nair is the receptacle. So the question is, can you put the oil receptacle on a tree before Shabbos and before Yontif and light it? Obviously, you can light before Shabbos and before Yontif and let it light. Is there any reason why not? Because you're doing it before Shabbos. You're putting the nair on the tree before Shabbos or before Yontif, and then you're going to light it before Shabbos or before Yontif. Is that mutter or not? So the Gemara says, "I'm a rabbi, mikan ner al gabi dekel b'shabbos." That you could put a receptacle on the dekel on Shabbos. Ve'ein minichim ner al gabi dekel b'yontif, but you can't do it on Yontif, meaning before Yontif. So before Shabbos, you can light the nair and keep it on the tree before Shabbos, and it'll light into Shabbos. But you can't do that on Yontif. The question is, why not? But you're not doing anything. So the word says, "Ia mitbishla madarav ki Rabbi Yehuda svirle haynu d'shani ben Shabbos liyontif, emi ki Rabbi Shimon svirle mayli Shabbos mal yontif." Because the reason must be. What's the chiluk? Because when, the question is, once it goes out, we're afraid you're going to take it off the tree. And you're going to be mishtamish be'ilam. So on Shabbos, the halacha is that, in other words, the question is, if you hold from muktzah, the question is whether after it blows out, are you allowed to move it? So if you hold that there's muktzah on Yontif and not on Shabbos, so then on Yontif you're going to come after it blows out, you're allowed to move it. But here it's on a tree, so we're afraid you're going to move it off the tree. On Shabbos you're not allowed to move it anyway, else muktzah, so therefore we're not afraid you're going to take it off the tree after it burns out. So therefore you can. Yontif, there's a din muktzah, so therefore we're not afraid you're going to move it, and you're not going to be mishtamish for evil. Yeah.
Why isn't
it? Because Yontif, we're afraid you're going to have it. Well, Yontif. Is it the wrong way? Menichem Neragabish Shabbos. What?
Shabbos.
Shabbos is no dinner muktzah. Shabbos is no dinner muktzah. So Mimela. Wait one second. Right, on Shabbos there's muktzah, according to this opinion. So Shabbos is muktzah, so Mimela, we're afraid you're going to move it away afterwards. Because Yontif, there is no muktzah, so you come to take it afterwards. Then the verse says, "Yemi b'lishma d'rav Rabbi Yehuda, svirlei haynu d'shani b'shabbos liyontif." He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's b'chalik between Shabbos and Yontif. Al yemi k'rab shimin mali Shabbos mali Yontif. Okay, so that's this discussion. So the question is, whenever there's a chashash that you're going to take it off the tree, then you can't do it before. So the Pashup Shat in this Gemara seems to say, this is the big question that we have to focus on. There is a din of Mishtamish Be'ima, right? So that means if I want to hang my coat, I need a place for my jacket. So there's a branch of a tree, so I can put it over the branch of a tree. No, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's the Mishtamish Be'ima, right? Or I need to tie my shoe. So what? I'm going to lean my foot on the tree and tie my shoe, or I need to put my jacket on something, so I lean over the tree. So all those things are what? All those things are aser because they're what? They're mishtamish be'ilim. All those things are aser. Now, this is the big, okay, so those are all mishtamish b'ilad. If you lean against the tree, you tie your shoe on the tree, you put your jacket on the tree. What if something is on the tree and you take it off the tree? on Shabbos. Something was on the tree from before Shabbos. Is that called mishtamish to take it off the tree? Or is mishtamish only when you put something on the tree?
No. You're not using it.
You'd say that's not mishtamish. You're putting something on the tree. You're leaning on the tree. As opposed to taking off, is what? Is not mishtamish. That's what you're saying. And Yossi? Well, over there, by getting off, you're using the tree to get off. In other words, there's a difference between a person who's on a tree and using the tree to get off the tree, as opposed to a coat that's on the tree and then you're taking it off. Right? You could make that distinction, right? So Jacob Shulder, Yaakov ben Avigdor, thinks misvara. That what? That taking off a tree is not mishtamish be'ilun. This is, right, only putting on the tree, right? Or, and he would agree to Yossi that climbing down the tree is also mishtamish be'ilun, because there you're doing something positive with the tree. Oh, what about the stipler story? Let's hear the stipler story. Famous. He was in the Russian army. And what? It was in the winter. Yeah. The guy before him left a coat hanging on the tree for him, and he wouldn't take it. What? Right. And then in the end, he didn't take it, and then he lost his hearing. Because he lost his... Well, he lost his hearing. I saw the stipler. I met the stipler. He couldn't hear. Eini, he said. Eini shomea. That's what he said. Eini shomea, he said. That's what... Yeah, the Shekhinah is definitely there.
He's learning
Mishnayos. Because we started talking, in other words, we knew that he couldn't hear. So before you go into the stipler, you write a petek, you know, you write whatever you want to say to him. But then he responds to it. So then you automatically think to speak. But then he says, no, you got to write. Eini shomea. He says, Eini shomea. Eini shomea. Yeah. So it seems at first glance is a machlokes between Jacob Shulder and the stipler. At first glance, no? One second. Because Jacob, we'll see. I'm going to support Jacob Shulder in the end, you'll see. Lachara, taking off, Lachara, that's not being mishtamish be'ilon. If you put something on, that's Lachara mishtamish be'ilon, right? But the question is, what's caught in this Gemara? Is that what you said, Ellen? Because this Gemara says that you could light it on Shabbos. You can't light it. You can light it on Shabbos because on Shabbos didn't look so. So we're not afraid you're going to take it off. But on Yom Tov we're afraid you're going to take it off. But what's so bad if you take it off? It's what? What's so bad if you take it off? It's just what? So, L'chor, if you take it off, L'chor, this Gemara is mashba that you take it off is a problem. Because the Gemara says, whenever you, on Yom Tov, we're afraid that after it goes out, you're going to take it off. So, therefore, you can't do it at all on Yom Tov. So, it seems like the stipler against Jacob Shulder, the first list. So, what does Jacob Shulder say back to the stipler? But Mislara, Jacob Shulder still thinks he's right. Right? Fakir, maybe Jacob Shulder's right in the Gemara Shver. Right? What's this Gemara? Ben Goldstein, Ben Ezra.
I think that maybe what we can say is that if we go back to the reason why we have a theory, the reason of the theory is that maybe we're going to rip off the branch. So taking something off of the branch, you have the same possibility of ripping off the branch. Since you have that possibility, then it gives it the
Oh, you hear what he's saying? Ben Ezra says, Shlita, that if the whole idea of mishtamish be'ilon is because you're going to take off a branch, so then what difference does it make whether it's putting something on or taking something off? Either way, you're getting, you know, close enough to the tree that you might take off a branch. So l'chora, maybe l'gabe this halacha, since the whole svara is you might come to take off a branch, so maybe maybe you only get why? Why? And
you're
once you buy the tree, you might take off a branch.
You don't have to hire a tree, you're going to take off a branch for every reason that you need a branch.
But well, then say you're going to take something off the tree, maybe you'll take off a branch for some reason also. What difference does it make?
You're allowed to get close to a tree.
Why, in other words, Ben, Zalmi wants to say that maybe your only chashash is taking off a branch when you do something positive. But why is that?
Even if that's true, then you're still doing positive action by taking it off. It's still an action. Even if what he's saying is true, then it's still almost true.
Yeah. Rav Daniel. Is it Daniel in Hebrew? Daniel? Reuven? But in English it's Daniel. But in Hebrew it's Reuven. Okay. You know, in Europe, they say that Minig was to use your middle name. Yeah, Aryeh Malkiah. Reuven Feinstein, Shalom Reuven. You never, no one calls him Shalom. So like you have Yaakov Simcha, people call him Simcha. That was the old minhag to use your middle name. I don't know why, where that comes from. Yeah, Chaim Kanievsky is Shmar Yahu Yosef Chaim. Right, Shin Yud Kesh, Shmar Yahu Yosef Chaim. That's his name. I don't know, but I use my first name. Then you research this in. Herschel
when the nair is on the tree, and someone bends down to take the nair, whatever, he's only bending down to the point where the tree is. He doesn't have to bend down, let's say, all the way to the floor, where it would have been without the tree. So he's using it as like a stance or a table. So it's a positive use out of the tree, right? If the tree wasn't there, and like I had to grab my chin, I would have to go all the way down. But since the tree is there, I'm using its height. So I only have to bend down that far. So I'm saying maybe it's a positive.
I mean the fact that you know the fact the tree is there, you bend them.
Like a knife table, it's helping you because you don't have to
go down to the ground.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. Right here. Rabbi Albert.
Rabbi, is it possible to learn this question from
the text of Sukkah? Yeah, what's that? We actually put something on the Sukkah, not taking it off. Oh, Gabi, Sukkah, we said, Chal Shem Shemayim Sukkah, you can put things on the Sukkah. No, but if I care, we said, taking off is more chomer. Taking off is, if you take Sukkah off, it even works. Yeah. So, but L'chora, you have a famous Gemara that says, right, you're agreeing that the Gemara is against you. Do you agree to that?
I agree to that.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Maybe.
Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a problem of just not to be ill. Maybe it's considered group a part of the tree when you put it on the
leaf. What?
Maybe there's
Right, the question is, the problem is, we're afraid that it's going to, after it goes out in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to take it off. So on Shabbos, we're not afraid, unless it's Din Muktzah. On Yom Tov, we are afraid, which is no Din Muktzah, according to this opinion. What? Oh, so one thing. So Rabotai, I want to show you. Now, the Magen Mishnah on page 7 writes this beferish, like the stipler. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Says the Magen Mishnah, because of Zal, Shalohi Tiru be'elu ha-tzadadim in his car, ela ba'adam atzmo. Nature, who is also Isser Babi Dosso Shom? As we said, that if you are on the tree, B'Shabbos, B'Shogeg, you can go down, B'Mezeg, you can't. So there, the Magen Mishnah says, we let the person go down, if it's B'Shogeg, because every second that he stays on the tree, he's violating an Isser. So therefore we say, come down if it's B'Shogeg. But what if you put a chayfetz on the ilon? A feel be bod yom, even if you put it Friday afternoon. Also lahorido b'Shabbos. So the Magen Mishnah says you can't take it off on Shabbos. Rabbi Yardi was at perkei b'din manichin, and that's the din of manichin ner b'Shabbos for lo b'yantif. That's the din of the Magen Mishnah. So he writes Beferish, and it's based on what? Based on that Gemara, right? As far as that whole Gemara, what is that Gemara saying? That whenever it's a chashash, you're going to take it off, then you can't put it on lechatchila because you might take it off. On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, there's no chashash. Because of muktzah, so you're not going to take it off anyway. So then, there's not going to be mishtamish b'ilun. So then, you can put it on before Shabbos. You're not choshish. You're going to take it off in the middle of Shabbos. But the Magen Mishnah says a chiddush. Look, misvara, I would have said like Jake Shulman, that's not mishtamish. Mishtamish means positive mishtamish. Take something off. That's not mishtamish. But the Magen Mishnah says, you see from the Gemara, I mean, Mara says what?
Saying, he's saying
a
chiddush against
our Svara,
but our Svara is nothing compared to the Gemara.
Yeah, in other words, you're saying over the Gemara. Ibra is dogging the Gemara.
Right.
You mean, you're saying Shulda's idea is so far.
It's not a contemporary, it's funny.
Okay, so I was grappling with this a lot. And it so bothered me that there's a problem taking something off, that that's called mishtamish. I thought that it can't be. Abed Gemara. In other words, I think what Jacob Shulman is saying is so compelling that the Gemara says it, but it can't be saying it. That, in other words, he has to be right. Abed is a Gemara. So, who's Shmuel? So, right, no?
I think a lot of times when we define terms, we have a bit of bias, we have a certain idea of what it means. But the definition in the Gemara, terms, is not what we think. We think Shamshas means, as the Rosh Chodesh said, like, constructive use, but maybe that's not the way
And then I think we have a preconceived notion of what Yishkabshus is, but that's me, that's not exactly what it is.
What does it mean to use something?
No, because one thing, I don't know if you can say that, because the Gemara has an example to tell you what Hishtamchus is. You can't, we don't know what Hishtamchus is.
But we don't want you to get close to the tree.
So you're saying putting on, putting off is close enough.
We're not going to tell you you can't go within 5 feet.
Well, that's what Harav Ezra, Ben Ezra Goldstein said from Brooklyn. So Rabosai, is there a way out of this Gemara?
Some more pages.
Is there a way out of this Gemara? Is it just a... You see, you can't say what Jacob Shulda says is a boik svar. Do you know the expression boik svar? How do you spell boik? Beis. Beis vav yud chaf. Boik. Beis vav yud chaf. What does boik mean?
Belly,
stomach. But whenever you want to say the svar is not a good svar, it doesn't come from the head, it comes from the stomach. So you say it's a stomach svar, not a head svar. That's a way of shtucking, saying something that's not a good svar. You say it's a boik svar. Learning out of Yiddish, loit. Yesterday we learned the word loit, right? Right, loit rashi, loit the rashi, right? But you want to say it's a boik svar? So you want to say, I don't think it's a boik svar. No. Does anyone want to? So how do we get out of the Gemara? If I want to tell you that Shulda's right, so get out of the Gemara. Can you get out of the Gemara? Read the Gemara and get out of it. I'm telling you, Shulda is not a boich svar. Not a boik svar.
Confirm.
So why? What do you mean you'll come to relight it?
We don't want you handling the nary chemicals on Yom Kippur. You're going to come to relight it.
So what's the problem with relighting? What does relighting have to do with the tree?
We don't want you touching this receptacle.
You're saying that you're not going to take it off.
Now that you're going to take it off, you're going to relight it. Say better. You're saying something, but say better. Zog better. What? No.
So you're saying it's not. You're saying it's only a problem with relighting the candle. Yes, it's not true.
That's what I just asked him.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I want you guys. I'm not going to just tell you things. I want you guys to think. But you know, the purpose in life is to think. You know, not just to. I'm not training. This is not a course in training stenographers. Okay? You got to think. I'm not here just zogging you, take notes, and then you give me back the notes that I get. That's the point. Are you going to say a good svar, Yoni? Okay. What do you mean? You're saying too complex. Say simple. Yassi?
Is it related to psychology? Because I know that if you're allowed to use a candle, so we're worried that while you're using it on the tree, you can leave to a fire fire. But on Shabbos, you're not going to touch it. It's there. It's okay. Too far back.
Just say, you guys say simple, even simple. What?
from Shabbos, then you're gonna take it down, you're not allowed to touch it. So you can sit. And the reason that you're allowed to wipe it is because you're not allowed to move it. So if you're gonna take it down, it's gonna be a problem with not gonna be a problem with Shabbos Shilin, but it's gonna be a problem with going.
Say we're in a backyard. I mean, the same thing.
Why does the Gemara say that the whole problem is muksa? It's just to say it's.
No, since there's if there's muksa, then you won't come to touch it, so you won't be mishtamish b'ila. If there's no muksa, then you're going to come to be mishtamish b'ila. That's what the Gemara is saying. Whenever there's muksa, so we don't worry, because you're not going to touch it anyway else muksa. But if there's no problem muksa, so then you're going to come to be mishtamish v'ilam. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? You guys are too fancy. Just say simple. So after when I'm going to tell it to you, you're going to kick yourself. You say, well, So it's not a. It's very simple. Yeah. Yes.
Another question. What is the mishtamish?
In other words,
we're going to take it off or go on the tree.
Well,
the candle's on the tree.
Right.
So what are we afraid of?
So with the Pashtun, we were learning the Gemara that we're going to take it off the tree, and that's Magid Mishnah proofs from there that taking off something from a tree is Mishnah Mishnah. But Shulda says it doesn't make sense. So logically, it doesn't make sense. That's it. Who says the Gemara means that just taking something off is mishtamish be'ilan? That's not mishtamish, like Shulda says. So what is the Gemara saying? Gemara means that to take it off, you might have to climb a little to get to it, and then you'll be mishtamish while you're taking it off. You'll be mishtamish, not that taking off is mishtamish, that climbing off is mishtamish to get it off. But in Ochanami, if you could just stand on the ground and take something off the tree, the Gemara never said that's a mishtamish v'ilam. So sure was right. No boy svaras. The chiluk of Shabbos and Yontif is because on Shabbos you're not going to go to get the candle because it's mukta, so you're not going to climb to get to it. On Yontif, there's no muksa, so you're going to climb to get to it. But the thing that we're worried about is not because you're taking it off and that's the mishtamish. That doesn't make sense. Shulda's right. That doesn't make sense. The mishtamish is that while you can try to get it off the tree, you're going to climb. And then the yamamish being mishtamish. So Shulda's right. One second. And who says, who says the svara? The ritva. What? Well, Rashi, what is Rashi? No, Shakil means he's going to take it. This is not so clear from Rashi, but Ridva on page 8. I think it's. The stipple. Disciple was following this Magid Mishnah, but Lechora, so Einhorn said it's not the Magid Mishnah, it's the Beferish Gemara. So I say no, it's not a Beferish Gemara. But look in the Ritva. Vanochem be'enai. What? Oh, Vanochem be'enai. The hacha isur mishum dezim dechishokelay. When you're going to take it, no same gufo al ha'ilan. Not that taking off is the shemush. It's dorch. Dorch. That it's dorch means through. Through taking it off, you're going to be mishtamish. That's a good word to know. Dorch. Dalid, vav, resh, chav, sof, is dorch. Through. Through taking it off, you're going to come to be mishtamish. But not that taking it off per se is mishtamish. And Shulda's right. So Shulda's is the ritva. So Einachanami, it's true that the Magid Mishnah said what he said, but you don't have a beferish source from the. I know the saying it's a beferish Gemara. Not a beferish Gemara. A little bit famous in Gemara. Rav Baruch? No, we need a Gemara to tell us that in certain situations you don't have to worry that you could do it before Shabbos and you don't have to worry you're going to climb up because it's also anyway al Muktzah, so you're not going to worry. But if there's no problem Muktzah, then we're afraid that if you're going to put it up on the tree, you might come to take it down, so don't put it up for even.
I would know that already.
Why would you know that?
I know. The only problem would be putting it under the tree is I'm going to go get it.
No, but this is a chiddush. Who said this is a chiddush to say? Because of course, this you did everything before Shabbos, so it's a chiddush to say that we have to worry that you're going to come to take it off on Shabbos. That's a chiddush. So we know you can't climb a tree on Shabbos, but who's ever said that you can't do something before Shabbos that we're afraid that you might come to climb the tree on Shabbos? That we never found. That's sort of like a gzeira. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara that we're worried about that. It's just we're only worried on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. But what are we worried? That you're going to be mishtamish b'ilan. Not that by taking off your mishtamish b'ilan. We're worried that duach, the what? The taking off, you're going to be mishtamish b'ilan. But in Ochanami, in a situation, the Ritzu would say, if something's on a tree, you can take it off. Nothing, no problem. That's not mishtamish b'ilan. It's just that if while you're taking it off, you're climbing on the tree, then you're mishtamish b'ilan. I think that's a glatt of svar. All of a sudden, before you thought, if it's a repair to Gemara, and he's a boich, and it's a repair to Gemara. Now you're so convinced, you want to know where the repair is.
That makes sense. Like the Gemara was going to be though. So he's obviously getting from that Gemara.
Right.
So
that's how he learned that Gemara. You have a light?
Hey, it's pretty much more than Gemara the way the Magnus is learning it. Because Gemara doesn't say that it's high up and you're going to get it.
Yeah, but my new thing has a lunch. Hanukkah always a lunch of like just placed there. I thought it wouldn't say, the Gemara could have said, you went up the tree and you put the nair there.
No, I don't think it's a little kimpta. You didn't put it all the way up. No, sometimes, even if you put it on the branch, so even though the branch is so hard, but to get to the branch, you might hold on to the branch with your right hand and take it with your left hand or something, or vice versa.
But that would be mutter,
that's
right there
where you're thinking. Yeah, in other words, that's the point. That's what Shaul is saying. That would be mutter. So here we have a machlokes between the Ritva and the Magid Mishnah. Now, the problem is. So how do we paskin? In Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? On page 10. Look on page 10. So on page 10, we learned the Machaber yesterday of Eilun Le'ilun. And now look in the Ramah on page 10. Look in the Ramah on page 10. The Dabka Adam She'olah Sham. אבל הניח שם חפץ מבעד יום עושה לתלו בשם בשבס המגד פר קבל. אז המגד משנה made it. The magid משנה made it. The magid משנה made it. Now, but right, the Ramo quotes this magid משנה. I'm not quoting this Magid Mishnah. But the Ritva? Now, if you want to see who says it even more beferish than the Ritva, like shoulder. You see, we thought we had shoulder like checkmate, TKO. You know, we thought we had him knocked out. Shoulder is Gedoyle Rishonim. You understand? You don't have the Gedoyle Rishonim with you. But you have the Gedolei HaPoskim. I don't know. Einhorn? We should look in the Rosh now, right? On page 13, right? Or Avram.
Says the Rosh. Yeshlo daftek, ha de ein nosnim nera gabi deko biyontim. Lo bishfil she yehei nikla mishtamish v'mchuber not lo bishom.
It's not called mishtamish if you take it from the tree. That's not mishtamish.
Ela gazrin and shem yala be'ilan kadei litlo.
We're mamish like the ritzvah. We're afraid that you're gonna mishtamish be'ilan, you know, that you're gonna climb on the tree to take it off. The issur is only on Gabi Elon. There's no issur of taking something off an Elon. But, you know, the Magen Mishnah made it. I would ask for a recount, a revote. I would ask for a revote. I think the halacha should be like the Rush and the Ritzvah, or like Shulder. And especially, these stipler stories, you know, it's hard to, you know, the stipler is the stipler, but, yeah, the Rama. Question is, maybe Shas HaKach, maybe he could have relied on, you know. Yeah, again, is he lost his hearing because he didn't take it, or he lost his hearing just time he's out in the cold? I don't know. Yeah, but the coat was going to cover his ears. Yeah. Right, the disciples didn't work with these things. Yeah. No, but the question is, you have to know what takes. Yeah. No, but it just shows you, you know, when you learn halacha. In other words, you read one of these kitzur books, so it'll just say you one is not allowed to take something off the tree. But you know, and therefore anyone who does, they'll think he's a goy. You know what I mean? But if you learn the sugyas, you'll see that it's not so pashut that the. Yeah, okay, so l'chatchila, certainly we should follow the Ramah. The only question is, you know, the Shas HaTchach, there isn't a concept of following a Shita, you know, a Shita's here. What? Why is it a Shas? I don't know, like, no, you can have a situation where.
You forgot your coat on the tree.
It depends how cold it is. Maybe it is Shas HaTchach. If you have to walk 2 miles and you're going to freeze your kishkes off, maybe that is Shas HaTchach. And maybe we should say you should rely on the Rosh and the Ritzvah. Even though, because the Pashu says, I think that's the Pashu Pshat in the Sugya. I don't think there's, well, it's. You know what they say in the. I mean, it's not for us to do, but I heard this at the Levaya from Rav Tzvi Goldstein. One of the Rosh Yeshivas in Lakewood, who's a grandson of Rav Aaron, spoke. I forget which one it was. It wasn't Rav Malkiel, it was one of the other ones. He said, the Rav Aaron Kotler said, and the old Gedolim used to paskin from Shas. I mean, the Rogachev passed him from Shas. He didn't pass him from the Shulchan Aruch. It's not for us to do. I mean, we should follow the Shulchan Aruch. But the old Gedolim, they learned the Sugya, and they went to basic whatever, and they came to a conclusion. What's the Pashat Shas? You know, there was. I mean, you know, they didn't. You know, they weren't bound by the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we showed them. Yeah. Even, I mean, there were Achronim that argued with the Shagasari. Always used to argue with Rishonim. You know, but that's a whole discussion. How, you know, Pesach Halacha, I mean, how much, you know, I mean, sometimes Rav Moshe will even say in the Tshuva we don't follow the Shulchan Aruch or something like that.
We saw it
by Beis Knesses, by eating in the shul. Not going to assume that. Right. So the minhag is not to follow the Shulchan Aruch. Right. So again, I mean, we're walking on a slippery slope because, you know, you have to. Yeah, you say to the wrong people, then there'll be an anarchy of the whole, you know, everything's hepka. And everyone will just say, okay, you know, so that... Yeah, but it's important, as I think I say this all the time, and you learn halakha. That's why I'm spending time here with these packets showing you how to learn halakha. And you don't learn halakha by reading all these svarim that come out that just give you the bottom line. You know, even though, and they're all done by good people, and they're all, you know what I mean. Like we saw in the Rabbi Ribiat book, there he was going to the cooler, that he said you could put the water on the concrete but we saw that it's not so pashut that cooler is a good cooler. So we discussed other coolers, that maybe the grass is already inundated with water, other things. And here's a chumrah, but the chumrah is not so pashut, because maybe the chumrah has no basis to it. So again, certainly, in other words, certainly, l'chatchila, you should not mishtamish b'ilan, but by taking it off. But the question is, when it's a real shasat chak, so could you say l'chora? You should be able to say that the other rishonim and then there's a whole discussion in the achronim, the Ramah probably had the rush. I don't know if he had a ritva. You know, there's a whole discussion if the Beis Yosef would have had certain Rishonim, maybe he would have passed them differently. And therefore, could we change the Psak based on the Rishonim that we found or not? Yeah, so some of the Tumim says that it's Hashkacha Pratis, which Rishonim the Beis Yosef had and which he didn't have, and that's it. Closed book. Chazanish used to say whenever they found the new manuscripts of Rishonim in the Geniza, he said, what should we do with them? He said, just leave them there. You know, he wasn't into the... Right. So that's the question. Could halakha change the... You know, Rav Shach always says that, you know, throughout the generations, halakha changed. Sometimes one generation they'll paskin like the Rambam, and one generation they'll paskin like the Ravid. Like, for example, he was talking about standing on the Makom HaMikdash, you know, the Rambam and Ravid, whether the Kedusha or Mikdash is Kedusha or not. So some say that there were generations that they followed the Ravid and they went into the Makom HaMikdash, and some generations they didn't follow the Ravid, they followed the Rambam. So halakha does, you know, again, this is a very interesting discussion of, you know, change of halakha and who has, you know, minhagim and change paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, but, you know. Yeah.
Why would they say
it's a Shkach
practice that they now found
this
manuscript?
Now,
you know,
maybe it's a
Shkach
practice that we do have. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of times, like, there's me. I showed you last year with the Shine Makam Sugya, and Blavatsky showed me. You know, sometimes a Me'iri could have a good shot in the Sugya that they didn't have before. And that could change the whole, or made it go. Yeah, the Rav. Was the Rav. You know, grew up with his father, and he didn't learn Me'iris with his father. So anyone in the Shia would ask a question from Me'iri, he would just brush it off. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very into Me'iri, because he probably learned less with his father, so he wasn't as he was very into Me'iri. Yeah. Right, yeah. There was one Me'iri that I saw. He had that one sefer. That's all he had. No, because this was the Rav's tradition from his father, the Brisker. In Europe, when the Rav had it with his father, all they had is a Shas, a Vilna Shas, and a Rambam. That's all they had. And a Mechas, yeah, and a Mechas Tinech. They had a Vilna Shas with a Rambam and a Machan Ephraim. A Tanya. Yeah, he had a Tanya under the pillow. they had a Tanya too. But that's it. That's all they had. So once you grew up in a certain way, You know, and so these newfangled things come, you're not so willing to, you know, unless you lived your whole life with a certain assumption, with certain, you know, it's very hard to shift gear. Yeah. Yeah, but there is not there is, you know, the Gemara which says Kulachad and Zerahu, you know. I just think the svara is compelling, that his svara is compelling, but that's not mishtamish. Therefore, I'm very happy that the Rishonim learned it in a different way, where it's a positive thing that we're afraid of. But taking it off, I don't think that's mishtamish. But L'maisa, the Magen Mishnah said not that way, and there are more paskins like the Magen Mishnah. Yeah. Okay, now, there's one other halacha that we have to learn here. And that is, how far do you go with Mishtamish Be'ilim? Say you have a tree and there's a big nail sticking out of the tree. Right? So, and you want to put something on that nail. So is that called Mishtamish Be'ilim? So the mishtamish be'ilon only if you use the tree direct. You're mamish touching the tree. You're climbing on the tree. You're putting something on the tree. What if something's coming out of the tree? Like there's a big nail coming out of the tree and you want to hang your hat on that nail or your jacket on that nail or your sweater on that nail. Is that called mishtamish be'ilon or not? What's the story with that? What's the story with that? So we have the Gemara Shabbos in front of us. Look on Kuf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. Kuf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. First word, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, ninth line. First word on the line is Vehilchasa. Vehilchasa stodim asurim, sidate stodim utarim. Stodim asurim, sidate stodim utarim. In other words, stodim means you're not using the tree directly. Something's coming out of the tree. So that's called sidei ha'ilon. There are three levels. There's the ilon itself, that's for sure also. Then if something comes out of that, that's called stodim. And then say you have sidei stodim, is doubly removed. Say, for example, you have a tree, and there's a big nail coming out of the tree, and on that nail is a bucket. And now you want to put something in the bucket. So that's sidei stodim. So the halacha is that stodim is asurin. In other words, not only is the tree asur, but something that comes out of the tree is also part of the gzeira. But sidei stodim, to put something in the bucket that's hanging on the nail, which is into the tree, that's mutter. So a hammock. A hammock is also. What is a hammock?
Hanging by a nail.
Hanging by a nail or a hook, not wrapped around the tree.
Oh. Well, so what? Yeah. So coat hanging a nail that's studded. Right. Right, then you can put something in the, that's either stud, right. The coat hanging on the nail, you can put something in the pocket of the coat. But cut the coat off the nail. What's it in? Can you take the coat off the nail? Could you take the coat off the nail? So that's the thing, according to Ramah, yeah, right.
The coat itself is
seated. The coat itself is seated, stunning.
So you can't put it on the nail. It's in the stomach of the nail, but.
Kim Mishamish with the coat. Taking off the coat, if you hold like the Ramah, that you can't take something off, then taking off the coat, you mean you Mishamish with stunning. But taking off the coat is Mishamish with the nail. Yeah, but the hammock, wait, say you have a hammock that there's a nail coming out of a tree, and then, one second.
The whole reason for a hammock is the interest is that maybe you're going to come, and let's say the hammock, like, it's very, you're going to, the whole way to be supported by the tree, and like maybe, like, you're going to break a branch anyway. Just that your whole weight is being supported by the tree. And the trees are bending over
when you're.
I used to have a tire swing
in the
tree in my backyard.
What'd you have?
I had a tire swing. You know, like,
oh, a tire swing, yeah.
So, like.
Where was this?
In Flappers.
In Flappers? I had these. Yeah?
Yeah, I had a tree house. I had a huge tree house also. Like, a story
tree
house.
Yeah? Yeah. Like, did you go there on Sabbath or no?
Yeah, it wasn't in the tree though. It was built by a contractor. It was like a. Like you're sitting on a hammock and it's treated starting, but it's still, when you sit down on the hammock, you see the tree goes like this.
Right.
It's not the shape,
well?
This is another you can do the shape, right?
No, there's no,
right.
There's no shot for the ground to do.
So how do you make a hammock? Say you have a nail coming out of the tree, and then a rope connected to the nail, and then the rope is connected to the hammock. So that would be what? That would be seated stud, right? So that would be mutter. So then you can sleep in the hammock. Oh yeah, normally what do they do?
You can take another rope,
so how do they normally make a hammock?
You want to know how
to have it. What do they normally do? And how is it hanging? How is it connected to the tree? What, there's no nails? There's no pegs? You mean, in other words, the material is tied to the tree? Around the tree. Yeah. Okay, so then that's mamish mishtamish v'ilun. I mean, that's mamish snodim. That's right. But if there would be a nail coming out and then you attach it to the nail, that would be seedate snodim and there would be mutter. Yeah. Yeah. But then the hammock, then if the hammock is done when it's studded, and if you went on the hammock b'mezi, you can't get off the rest of Shabbos. That's like all of the Ila. Right? Now, what do you think? You have a hammock around a tree. It's studded. So if you went in the hammock. What is it?
It has a metal frame, so it's fine.
You mean Ellie's asking, what if the tree, in the, even if in the tzidik tzogim case, what if it's tzidik tzogim, but the tree still moves when you get on it? The car shouldn't make a difference. So this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. On page 11. Also, l'shtamish mitzdodeh ha'ilan, aval tzidei tzdodeh mutter. Tzichach also l'smoch ha'sulam l'tzidei ha'ilan. You can't put a ladder and rest it against a tree and climb up that ladder, because that's tzadim. Tzichach also l'shtamish mitzdodeh. That's also. Yesh yatei tekua l'tzidei ha'ilan. But if you have a peg coming out of the tree, and then the ladder is leaning on that peg, so mutter l'smoch Sulam alav. The Havalei Yosei Tzadim, because then the peg is Tzadim. The Sulam is what? Sidei Tzadim. In Nazva Yosei, the Tolab HaKalkolo, or if you have a peg coming out of the tree and then there's a basket coming down from the peg, so then that's also Hayated Nikrat Tzadim. HaKalkolo is Sidei Tzadim. Then he writes, the Ramah says, "Umuta liga be'ilon." You can touch a tree. There's nothing wrong with touching a tree. Ubavachelo yani denu. As long as you don't, move the tree. So, but that's only if you do move the tree directly. According to the starting case, maybe even if you move it, it's muta. That mishtamish v'ilan. Sitting on a tree stump. Yeah. So a tree stump should be mutter.
You can't move a tree stump.
There's no chashash, there's no branches.
It's like touching a tree.
Because
you know where
it's a tree. So that's not called Mishtamish B'ilun. I just have to check, does it that say there's a fairish someplace? Is that only saying it shouldn't make a difference? But maybe Yavish means it has branches. I don't have to look this up.
But is it like a regular mutter thing? Because if you're, this having a shop just seems to be different. So if you, are you going to lean against the tree if it's a big tree inside the boot? Because you can't move from the right question. So if here we're worried about the amazing things that look like the branch. Is that from the first degree of the shop just so you don't move it? I was going to give one example. It was just like leaning against the tree shot, which I was sure.
Right.
So why is that? Is that up there or is that up there?
leaning against a tree to tie your shoe, karazasa. That's mishtamish
be'ilin. Even not moving it, is that
even if you're not moving it. The din of mishtamish be'ilin has nothing to do with moving.
Okay.
You're not to touch a tree. But you touching a tree is okay, but touching is not using. Using means I have a need. I need to balance myself while I'm tying my shoe. So I either put my foot on the tree and tie the shoe, or I put my body on the... I lean it and I tie the shoe. But there you're using it. Touching is not using. Touching is just touching.
Can you lean on a tree?
No. Because that's using the tree.
It's also like wiping your hands on the tree.
Right, well, if your hands are wet, you want to wipe the hands on the tree.
No, like, let's say you don't wash your hands, but you want to use the wood of the tree. That's why you
want to wipe your hands on the tree. To wipe your hands on the tree, yeah.
Can you lean on the tree?
Right. What do you say? Yeah.
If the answer of
Yeah, so that's what we were just talking about, Ellie Cole was.
Sometimes you
have to check. Right, but the car, that's a low plug, probably. But what's it done by a tree stump? Could you sit on a tree stump on Shabbos? What does Ribiat say about it? Everyone have a Ribiat here? An emergency Ribiat? No one has a Ribiat here? Yeah, you want to get one? So, get a Ribiat. Get some time. So it's a horror. On one hand, you could say tree stump has no branches, but maybe it's like a low plug also. Maybe that's also.
It's not a tree.
What's a tree? Why is it a tree? What makes something a tree?
Well,
is that a din of, and is it din of tree, or is it din only mishtamish mechuber? Anything that's mechuber? I don't know. Ilan, Ilan. Yeah. So I don't know. What's the, yeah? A freshman. A tree stump is dead? No photosynthesis. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, what did he say? Leaning on a dead tree. Sitting on a dead tree stump. The sages extended the prohibition of mishtamish be'ilin to include even trees that are dead. I.e., trees that are completely dried out but are still standing. Although detaching a twig or fruit from a dead tree would not be kosher in any case, since the tree no longer has any source of growth, the sages nevertheless extended their ordinance to also include dead trees, so as to prevent general confusion over distinguishing between trees. 78A, let's see. Yeah, he quotes that din. Ben Olin, Ben Ilam, Ben Lach, Ben Yavish. And then he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. Feeling for this Yabesh Lagamri, Shane Boshum, Lach Lucas Cloud, Gam Nosho, all of our Nothal, Peros, Voshaku, Hakashim, Kashash Twister, a few hockey also called Gavin Bishop Siag together. What is permitted to sit or stand on a dead tree stump, even if it's higher than three tefachim, because it's unlikely that people confuse live trees with dead tree stumps. However, one wait. Didn't you say before that you can't use the dead tree? Oh, fully grown trees that are, one second. Trees that are dead. But, so again, the sages extend the prohibition to include even trees that are dead. That's the Bein Yavesh, Bein Lach. Right? Even though it's not kosher anymore if it's dead, because it's not getting any yanika. Still, it's a low plug. But then he says a dead tree stump is, you can sit on, because it's unlikely that people will confuse live trees with dead tree stumps. But one must make certain that the tree stump is indeed dead. If the tree was recently cut, or the stump is obviously still alive, it may not be sat on or used in any way. According to some posts, the restriction on the uses of dead trees applies only during the fall and winter months, when all trees are bare and there is no visible distinction between live and dead. According to this view, it is permissible to use a dead defoliated tree during the summer months, because a bare tree in the summertime is obvious dead. Cases where there is an So then it comes out that's the din of Bein Ilan Yavesh Bein Ilan Lach. But you can sit on a dead tree stump, because people are not going to confuse it with live trees. It has to be there. He quotes that from the Rav HaShulchan. So the din is, according to what he's quoting here, again, we have to research it more, that it would be, if a dead tree stump would be mutter. I don't know. I guess if it's there for many years and it's just been a tree stump forever, then you probably know it's dead. Okay, everybody say? So let's just review one second. One second, we'll just Okay, so we discussed today, Rabotse, the Inyan of Mishtamish B'ilan. And our main discussion was, is it usher only to put something on a tree, or even to take something off? And we saw the Gemara that says that on Yontif you can't light the candle on the tree because we're afraid you're going to Mishtamish B'ilan. So the Pashut Pshat was that you'll take it off, and that Magid Mishnah uses a riot from there that taking off is usher. But Jake Shulman says the Sama Staver. So then we saw that the Ritva and the Rush said that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is not going to take something off. It's Dwarf. While you're taking it off, you're going to what? You're going to be climbing on the tree. And that's the problem. But if Inuchanami, if you just have to take something off, wouldn't be a problem. And the Ramah, however, passes like the Magid Mishnah. And then we saw the idea of Stodim being Mutter and Tzidik Stodim being being awesome. And that's those are the main ingredients. Okay.